I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
On ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Today is a day where, I don't know if the word is mourning. I think it is celebrating the life of Tommy Lasorda, who today or last night, but announced earlier today, passed away at the age of 93, 7 decades with the Dodgers, 2 World Championships, a manager for 20 years with the Dodgers, and an icon in his sport, and really across the world of sports. The oldest living Hall of Famer. He was, anyway, when he passed away, but what a life he lived. And we had talked with Tim Kirkshen earlier in the show about it. We did we reflected on his life and legacy then. And if you missed it, of course, you can catch it on the podcast, anywhere you can find podcasts.
And the celebration shall continue.
I think absolutely.
More people
are
going to
come
out. We're going to hear all the stories. We're going to pull up all the old film.
Yep.
And I think the great thing about it is the Dodgers gave him his roses while he was still alive. The fact that he was able to see championship that they just got at 93 years old, and they were gracious enough to fly him out so he can see what he started. He can celebrate with the organization that he raised and brought back to prominence, you know, amongst all the great stars. And, you know, I don't know if they have a statue of him out there, you know, but if not, they need to get the star to pour in that immediately, because he's well-deserving. He represents not only baseball, he is the face of the Dodgers. And I think you can't expect or want a better face as your ambassador.
And it's something about the sport, too, that like that just takes you back in time. There's something nostalgic about seeing Tommy Lasorda.
That's what I love about baseball.
Those clips.
I love baseball because they're one of the very few sports that celebrate their history. Sometimes they celebrate it too much, and they don't want to move on.
Well,
but forward.
They celebrate
their history.
Yeah, but this history is gone. This kind of history is gone. Those types of managers and the characters and the guys that ran the clubhouse.
Yeah.
You know, Tim Kirkshen said it, too. I think we've seen this enough in the sport. Guys like that don't exist anymore in baseball. They just don't. I know Tommy Lasorda is back in the game.
Dusty Baker,
Baker, that's, again, another throwback, but you just don't see those guys anymore. But even Dusty Baker kind of has to just sit there and, he's got the toothpick.
He's like when your grandfather, you take the kids over and your grandfather has to wash the kids. You tell them what they're allergic to, no gluten bread and all this type of stuff. Like,
whatever.
Man, what the, no gluten bread. All right, yeah. They'll be alive when you come back. How about that? Yeah, that's my only goal.
Give you
sure
a list.
Kids are alive.
It's so funny
back.
How parents today give you, if you're watching some kids, they give you a list like it's a gremlin. Like, don't feed it after midnight. Don't get it wet. But
that's
still.
How they spray this lavender on his pillow. Man, he going to take his butt to sleep. I'm going to give him some of this biscuits and gravy. He's going to hit his stomach like a ton of bricks. And he's going to pass out. How about that?
But still, it's just celebrating what, again, those types of leaders. And we've talked a lot about coaching, too, and just how tough coaching and passionate coaching and sometimes players don't like to respond to that. But Lasorda actually was a guy that players loved because of the enthusiasm that he had for his sport, the passion that he had for his sport. And again, passing away at the age of 93. It's Barton Hahn. We're brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. As we get back into the NFL, before we get to Blitzer Prevent and go over Sunday's games, we did Saturday's yesterday. There is a headline, though, in sports that I do want to ask you about. And that is that the Jaguars are planning to meet with Urban Meyer today to talk about the head coaching vacancy that they have. This is being reported all over the place now. Now, it doesn't believe that there's a deal imminent and that the team does have more interviews scheduled. They have already interviewed Eric Bieniemy, Raheem Morris, and Robert Saleh. You see the connection between Bieniemy and Morris, then you know where I'm going here.
Yeah.
All the reports say that Urban Meyer is already talking to people who will join him as the coach. Like, the belief is that the job's his.
Yeah.
But they've got to put up this front, like, well,
not
yet. We don't know. So let me ask you about the Rooney Rule. And I don't mean to make this a quick segment, but unfortunately we're pressed for time. It's the fastest show on radio. We're only 2 hours.
Yeah.
But Bart, for you, do you feel like sometimes like the Rooney Rule can be a mockery? If a team is targeting a coach, we want him, yeah, but we got to bring it. Like if I'm the enemy, I'm like, you're not hiring me. Everybody knows you're not hiring me. What am I doing here? Right. I got five other teams that want to hire me. What am I coming here for?
Yep, but when guys like Salah and guys like Raheem Morris has to take that one because they need to make their name high to be on the radar saying, hey, he interviewed for this job. For years, like I told you before, it was Anthony Lynn. And then finally he broke through. Like he would always be that token black guy, that token black coach that people will hurry up and interview so that they can hurry up and say that they fulfilled their quota. All in all, knowing that they already made the decision well before. You don't start having conversations, with Urban Meyer trying to figure out if he wants to coach unless you've already had those conversations with him. I mean, he's not under contract with anybody. He's working for Fox or whoever he's working for doing college football.
Oh, yeah, you could have been talking to him all along. You're right.
Right. So like, we know that they've already gauged his interest in the fact that his reports that he's, reaching out to people to see if they're interested in being on his coaching staff. Then that tells you that's pretty much a done deal. Yeah. But I do like what they're doing because, first of all, nobody wants to be hired. I know I wouldn't want to be hired because of the color of my skin. I want to be hired because you think I'm a CEO for you. I can lead your team, and I can also turn
best
your program around.
Right,
best man for the job. Nobody wants to be given a handout. We just want to have an invitation to the table so I can show you that I am qualified, that I can show you, get in the room, and we can talk. Because, unfortunately, when you don't look like somebody, it's already a barrier there in communication, right? Because, you're not as comfortable maybe with me as you would be with somebody that looks like you. And that's okay. And I'm not saying it's a black thing or a white thing. That goes both ways, right? But what I'm saying is we have to make sure that if you're going to bring a guy in, that he's a serious candidate, not just a token interview. Because, what I do like now, if you look at what the new rule they're trying to implement, is that, say, if Eric the Enemy, you like Isaiah, right? Eric the Enemy, the enemy. He the enemy. That sounds way more gangster. He need to change his name officially so I don't have to keep messing
people
up.
People need to understand that Bart has been calling him Eric the Enemy for the
since
beginning
Colorado.
Of time.
Since Colorado or wherever he played college football.
Like. And I'm trying to get you at least go with, like, let's go Eric B. Eric B. Enemy. Like, at least do that.
No, that ain't going to work, man. If he come here, I'm going to call him that, too, if he comes into the Jets. I'll be the first one to pick him up from the airport. But what happens is now, like, if he gets hired, does Kansas City get a third-round draft pick or get one of those compensatory picks because they developed him, right? Or does Raheem Morris, if he gets picked up, does the Atlanta Falcons get a draft pick? I like that compensation a lot more than what they were trying to do as far as, the incentive to hire African-Americans or people of color or people of a different gender. You know what I mean? I think that should be straight across the board. I mean, Salah may not be African American. I don't believe he is, but if he's a person of color, then I believe that same draft pick should be, given to the San Francisco 49ers as well.
But let me also point out too that I mean there is this other part that is if you have identified your coach, and it's I think the Jaguars are trying to like dance around this because Shad Khan is saying I'm going to consider all options and we haven't there's no deal in place with anybody, but the reports were getting out there early on that there is and like that's kind of like at least he's the, as they call it, preferred candidate. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And look, if you identify your guy, that's your guy. It's just I think to go through that process as sort of a charade, it cheapens the whole idea of the rule, but it is what it is. We do year.
It's even worse at the general manager position because
there's several of those jobs open.
The general manager, Jacksonville. I mean, the general manager that the Houston Texans
Nick Caserio. Yeah,
they tried to hire him
Deshaun
last
Watson,
year.
I guess, according to Schefter, is not happy about that.
Yeah, but they tried to hire. Remember, they tried to hire him last year. Remember, the Patriots accused them of tampering.
Yeah.
Last year with the same dude.
I guess they were.
So
they got their guy.
They just closed the deal, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you can run your business the way you want to. But listen, just let's keep it real. We have rules in place because you may be missing out on a really qualified candidate, but you got to give him an opportunity to come in and make him make you hire him.
Change your mind.
But you got to get him in there, and you got to have real transparency. You can't go in there with your mind already made up. That's why, sometimes I do appreciate the search groups because I think that they would be more biased. But then when you look at what Charlie Cashley did with Mike Maccagnan, he just hired his boy.
Yeah, that didn't quite work out here in New York. All right, so we'll keep an eye on certainly that situation, as there are six teams that are looking to hire a head coach. But Urban Meyer, that's a whole other story too, considering his health issues in the past and how he wasn't able to complete some jobs. But still, that's a name going through the circle right now. But meanwhile, Bart, as we have coming up right now, is our Sunday games on the wild card weekend slate, and we call it Blitz or Prevent.
Here we go.
This is Blitz.
Blitz is coming, sack, fumble.
Or Prevent.
Caught, what a catch. Playoff time, you already know what time it is.
Hell yeah. And as we mentioned yesterday, the NFL expanded to 14 teams for the playoffs, so we get two extra games, total of six this weekend. It's get on the couch by 1 o'clock Saturday, and I'll see you Sunday night.
I want some bonbons like Peg. Give me some bonbons like
You want some bonbons?
Give me some bonbons.
I'm all about
fat this weekend.
Oh, my God. Like seriously, DoorDash, it'll be just the whole time. Just hit a button. Chipotle, yeah, I'll get some of that. But we did Saturday's games yesterday, went through the slates. Let's do the Sunday games right now. First game up is Ravens at Titans.
Off the bat.
I know, right? Like right off out of the gate. Bat. Like you don't have time Sunday morning. You don't have time. Just get at it. And I love it. 1 o'clock, ABC ESPN. We got our Monday night crew on this one. Steve Levy, Brian Greasy, and the great Louis Riddick on the call. Baltimore is favored by 3.
That's
what I have.
Wow.
William Hill. Mm. Rematch, Bart. The Titans stomped the Ravens in the divisional round last season to halt what seemed like a Super Bowl run for Baltimore. That loss kind of put the team into a bit of a stupor, right, for most of the season, until the Ravens found their identity again and Lamar Jackson started looking like the MVP he was a year ago. However, they still have to find a way to stop Derrick Henry, who posted the 8th 2,000-yard season in NFL history. Here's a weird stat, though. The only player to post a 2,000-yard season and win a playoff game?
Jamal Lewis.
Terrell Davis.
Oh.
TD, 1998.
Jamal Lewis didn't win one, baby?
Not when he got a 2,000-yard season.
Oh,
so Blitz or Prevent, this is a matchup of two potential head coaching candidates. Speaking of coaching, Titans OC, Arthur Smith, Ravens DC, Don Wink Martindale, who you pointed out the other day. They will sit down at the chess table. I say Smith gets the job if the Titans make another run. Your call.
Well, you know, blitz Smith is I'm going to blitz it. You know I'm blitzing. Matter of fact, just put me down for blitz. And so that I only have to go through this, you know, pageantry all over again. You know what?
Blitz means you disagree. Blitz. Prevent means you agree.
Oh, man. Okay.
And then you go.
We need to switch that. But I'm going to go prevent then, because I do agree with you.
Okay.
I agree that Arthur Smith is the younger of the two. I think that people consider him maybe the new fresh name. Wink Martindale's been around the block a couple times. But the Ravens, much like what the Giants did for Patrick Graham, they gave him a big old raise last year to block him from going, because how important he was.
Yes.
But eventually they're going to end up losing him. And this could be a year that they lose him when you think about all the openings that they have. But let's go back to the game, right? Let's go back and let me tell you about a little history lesson about the Ravens and the Tennessee Titans. Okay, the Tennessee Titans and the Ravens used to be in the black and blue AFC division, right? Because it was them, it was the Pittsburgh Steelers, it was Jacksonville Jaguars, and they used to go at it. Let me tell you this little story about this guy named Ray Lewis, who took the soul from Eddie George on his way to an MVP Super Bowl title in 2000. But guess what? Not to be outdone, Eddie George, who's a very prideful man from a Heisman Trophy winner, he was upset because people said that Ray Lewis punked you, took your soul, and then you'll never get it back until you go back and fight it back. So, here we go, 2003. They come in, and Eddie George is jacked up on Mountain Dew. It looked like he did extra curl squats and hand cleans before the game, because Ray Lewis came to give him that good old Ray Lewis smack, and man, did Eddie George catch him with the original Derrick Henry stiff arm. Remember, Eddie George is the original beast mode. At 6'3", 250 pounds. You know what I'm saying? So he hit Ray with that all Ugin. Ray falls down. They beat us in our house. Oh, man. Here we go. You got one. I got one. Then what happens in 2009? They're the favorite. We're the wild card. We go down there, and we have everybody on our team getting hurt. Rex Ryan says, man, we got to go to a 4-3. We ain't never practiced a 4-3. We figured it out. Jim Leonard called us a couple fumbles. This happens, that happens. Joe Flacco, rookie year, we upset the favorite Tennessee Titans. Oh, they so mad. Keith Bullock is pushing the
Did we lose Bart? Bart in the middle of a great... I think we lost Bart's audio, and he is just... He's still going, though. If you can watch on ESPN Plus, he's still going. Hopefully we have him still on ESPN Plus. But
tell you what.
There,
man,
he is.
If Derrick Henry didn't catch him with the all-you-can, the uppercut, the get over here, the scorpion, and push him in his back, he pushed Earl Thomas. We ain't seen Earl Thomas since, you know, since Derrick Henry punked him, right? So now you got that going on. And then now they stepped on the field, scraped up the logo, and the only one who had enough kahunas to step out there was John Harbaugh. Man, that doesn't go over amongst the alumni for the Baltimore Ravens. So now the Ravens have an opportunity to go to their house, take their big piece of chicken out the refrigerator, drink all their Kool-Aid, disrespect their home, and walk out and leave with their girl. So that's what that game's all about. That's what the Ravens have in stock, and that's the story of the rivalry. It goes far deeper than that.
Do we have time for any other games? Because you have so much passion for this matchup.
I mean, the other one's just going to be a butt kicking. Let's go to the Saints Bears butt kick.
What are you talking about, Saints Bears? Yeah. Okay. Bears and Saints, 440, CBS, Jim Nantz, Tony Romo.
Okay. Here we go, Jim.
All right. But it's also on Amazon Prime with Hannah Storm and Andrea Kramer. Did you know that?
Ooh.
How about that? Yeah, that'd be an interesting. All right. And how about this on Nickelodeon for the kids?
Ah, Bart
Lowe.
It's
about the kids. Noah Eagle and Nate Burleson, your good friend.
Nice.
Saints are laying 10. Alvin Kamara eligible to come off COVID tomorrow. Back in the lineup, and that means, of course, the Saints' offense is spicier than the barbecue sauce the Bears' defense might be hoping to put on Drew Brees' injured ribs. Kamara does it all for New Orleans, led all running backs in receptions, receiving yards this season. And remember, before he went on COVID, he did have that game of the ages, not only on the field, but if you're a fantasy owner, oh, you loved it.
Mm.
NFL record tying 6 rushing touchdowns and... Oh, when the Saints met the Bears in Week 8, he only went for 163 yards from scrimmage. So, Blitzer Prevent. This is off topic now. Mitchell Trubisky's days have been numbered in Chicago since the start of the season. But did you know that since 2018, the Bears are 25-13 when he starts? And that's a better winning percentage than Big Ben, Josh Allen, Phillip Rivers, and Deshaun Watson. Don't the Bears have to consider keeping him around?
Not at all. This dude is Blaine Gabbert 2.0. They win in spite of him, not because of him. They win in spite of him, not because of him. They better hope that David Montgomery can go up. They're going to have to do a lot of RPOs, try and keep Drew Brees off the field. What you failed to mention is that Michael Thomas is coming back, and he's probably healthier than he's been since Week 2. So that's going to be barbecue chicken all day. So they can have all the barbecue sauce they want, but they ain't going to be putting it on Drew Brees. They're going to be putting it on Mitch Trubisky and get that barbecue chicken. So Saints in a laugher.
All right, there you go. Last game. And this is one we were just talking with Kimberly Martin about because of the COVID situation. The Browns at Steelers, 8:15. It's the night game. So, of course, on NBC, you've got Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. Pittsburgh's laying 6 in this one, which it's closer than I would think.
Yeah.
But the Browns finally ended one of the longest playoff droughts in the league. And even before they heard the first notes of Renegade, oh, mama, I'm in fear. Awaiting, yeah, exactly, that first beat. Awaiting them in Pittsburgh. Here comes COVID to ruin the revival. It's bad enough the Browns haven't beaten the Steelers in Pittsburgh for 17 straight games. That's true, including the playoffs. This is amazing. Now this young group has got to try to overcome their first playoff experience without head coach Kevin Stefanski, two other coaches, and 4 other players. You know who's not on the COVID list? Nick Chubb.
What about Kareem
and you
Hunt?
Could
they
argue
Kareem Hunt. They got Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, and you could argue that maybe all they need, because when Chubb plays, the Browns are 9-3. When he doesn't, 2-2. Now, Joel Bitonio, however, is out, and that could affect Chubb's effectiveness. You know that he's 11th in run block win rate among guards. Okay. More importantly, for Baker Mayfield, he's number 1 in pass block win rate. That's according to NFL Next Gen stats. Keep an eye on that. So, Blitzer Prevent, though. Another side story, Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, disrespectful.
Here we go. He may have said the Browns are, quote, nameless gray faces, end quote, which might be the dumbest thing to do to a wounded animal like Cleveland. And yeah. I see Cleveland doing a little TikTok dance over his body during this game. What do you see, Bart?
Oh, Oh yeah, they make somebody gonna do some soul snatcher. Remember, they went against another opponent that was within that division that wasn't as good as the Cleveland Browns, and Juju was on all fours crawling like Reggie Bush did when he got that all you
remember that
from, yeah exactly. So you know, Juju, you would think that you don't want to.
That was the Bengals game, right?
Yeah, that was the Bengals game.
Yeah, they
soul snatcher hit him in his chest,
destroyed him. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Dislodged him from the ball,
yep.
And he said he was going to be a better man because of that. Wrong. He's a habitual line stepper, and when you're a habitual line stepper, you have no choice. You have to be a habitual line stepper. He don't know no better, but he's going to maybe potentially put some of his other teammates at harm's way because Nick Chubb plays on the other side of the ball, right? And they, listen, it's going to be a tough game no matter what. I think Pittsburgh pulls it out. But I think that he's gaslit the Cleveland Browns, and they're going to have a plan for him. They know where he's at. They see that bracket that Cincinnati had. If he goes across, they'll have somebody on the other side waiting for him. You may win the war, but you're going to lose the battle. I tell you that much. You ain't going to be all jacked up on Mountain Dew for the next week if you beat me.
It's just too much talking, and it's going to catch up to him. There's no doubt about that. Still, that's what makes that a very interesting game, obviously with the COVID stuff involved in it as well. All right, that's Blitzer Prevent. Those are the three games. Again, on the podcast from yesterday, we did Saturday's games as well. A little bit later on in the show, at the end, we'll do what we call lunch money, and that's Bart and I will both pick a couple of games each using the spread and see if we can make a little bit of, you know, lunch money. We like to do that. The number is 1-888-SAY-ESPN, 1-888-729-3776, because we want to get you involved in the conversation. It's been a busy day. We haven't been able to do that yet so far, but we'd like to do that coming up because there's so many different topics to talk about, including obviously the passing of Tommy Lasorda. There was a big trade yesterday, staying on baseball, with the Lindor trade to the Mets, a big deal that kind of shakes not only the National League a little bit in that division, especially for the Mets, but I'm telling you, I think it'll have reverbs in New York City as well, because all of a sudden it's now the Yankees that are balling on a budget, and that just doesn't make any sense. And meanwhile, with the Yankees, their ace pitcher, Gerrit Cole, involved in the latest cheating scandal in baseball, at least allegations of it, and we got to discuss it. We'll certainly do that next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart and Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Tommy Lasorda passes away today, or last night, announced today at the age of 93, 7 decades with the Dodger organization. He did get to see them win one more championship. And that obviously very special and very important to him. No question about it. He won 2 as a manager. Just a Hall of Fame career, a Hall of Fame life, and a Hall of Fame personality. Remember today, and I encourage everyone to go to the podcast. Tim Kirk can join us at the beginning of the show when the news just broke. It literally broke as the show began. And Tim was fantastic with just memories and recollections of Lasorda. And I also encourage you to go to ESPN.com and read an obituary he wrote about Lasorda, and it's just fantastic and very classic Tommy Lasorda. That's on that front. I want to get back to baseball in a second, but I just saw this from Mike Garofalo, who tweeted this a few minutes ago, that Nick Caserio, you mentioned him, Bart, obviously the new Texans GM, twice said of Deshaun Watson, quote, "He's our quarterback." And Cal McNair, who's the one that writes the checks, he added of both Deshaun and J.J. Watt, in regard to 4 and 99, they're valued members of our team. So Deshaun is the guy that sounds like he's not happy with things in Houston. And, of course, we were surmising and maybe even just kind of projecting if you were going to trade him, you'd want something, you know, a huge haul to get him. Exactly. What would it take? We kicked around some stuff, but Casario's kind of making it clear, like, I ain't trading him.
He can say whatever he wants.
But the player might not agree.
Yeah, he can say whatever he wants. There's a player right now in Houston that they're saying the same thing to. Let's see who wins that one.
James
right?
Harden?
Because I think they may be, you know, probably friends and talking to each other about, you know, what goes on. And the other guy, 99, it may be time to move on from 99 because 99 is a $100 million guy, but he has a $1,000 back. He got that Yikes. Larry Bird back late the Larry Bird when he was watching Michael and them over there at the Olympics when he was like, y'all young fellas, go play, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that lower back stuff. I mean, it just impacts the way you can move, but he's still a star there in Houston. It'd be hard. Like, a guy like J.J. Watt should retire with the Texans, shouldn't he? But not even the face of the franchise. He's been the face of that city.
Of that region, right? What he's done for the Hurricanes and things of that sort. But sometimes you got to know when to hold him, know when to fold him. And sometimes you got to move away from a tough player. Already. I mean, he's 31 years old. You're not going to win next year. I don't care what you say. The Titans are better than you. The Colts are better than you, and they can mess around and have Carson Wentz next year. You got to get out while you can, man. He's too expensive, right? And he's stopping you from being there. He's 31 years old. He's going to be 32 years old, $100 million contract. The last year of that contract, let him go somewhere where he can win a championship when he can have opportunity to win, because right now it's not with the Houston Texans.
It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer is changing the way you buy home insurance. Now you can go online, get a custom quote, and save both time and money. Learn more at progressive.com. Just a quick mention of this story, and I say quick. I hate to be quick about it, but it's the way our show goes. A lot of big baseball news. The Lasorda passing, the Lindor trade to the Mets, as we talked about yesterday. We gave it to you when it was breaking. We actually – Passan had the tweet about it, and we jumped all over that. And within minutes, it happened, and it's a huge move. It does shake that division. I agree. I believe what it does, though. You say, well, they added a player. They added a player and a pitcher. Don't forget, Carrasco is a good pitcher that makes that good rotation even better. But I also think it's that message sent to the division, which they weren't afraid. The Phillies spent money. They're not afraid to spend money in that division. But you send that message to that division now. The Mets are not – it's not the one move. To me, it's the suggestion of we're in it. Like, right. You know, this is just an example of things they're going to do. And there's more to come. Buster Olney is even – Yeah, right. Buster Olney's also suggesting this ain't it. Like, they've got more moves to make. So it sends a message in that division. And then, of course, in the city where the Yankees are all of a sudden that team that's balling on a budget. And how did that happen? But meanwhile, speaking of Yankees, a story that came out that I would consider concerning. And this one that came out early this morning, early. Alden Gonzalez reporting a revealing text message from star pitcher Garrett Cole has been submitted as evidence in Brian Harkin's quest to prove he was unfairly made a scapegoat when the Los Angeles Angels fired him as their clubhouse attendant for supplying ball doctoring substances to players. So apparently a message dated January 17, 2019, filed in Orange County, a Superior Court on Thursday, as an opposition to request to dismiss the original lawsuit submitted by Harkin's attorneys in August. So the text reads, "Hey, Bubba, it's Garrett Cole. I was wondering if you could help me out with this sticky situation." And he had a wink face emoji. "Won't see you till May, but we have some road games in April that are in cold weather places. The stuff I had last year seizes up when it gets cold." Now, obviously,
this text message came in
January of 19. And Garrett Cole became a Yankee well after that. So what I'm trying to figure out here is, as we know, people know that pitchers have been using stuff for a while. And it's when you make it obvious. Like, who was the pitcher that had it? Was it on his neck?
Elbow, yeah.
What was his name?
was it from the Royals or something like that?
It was when you make it obvious, that's one thing.
But
when do you get to that point? And then baseball has had to, now we have the cheating stuff, obviously, with the Astros.
Garrett Cole, and
spin rate was a huge thing. Now, other pitchers have been named in this thing. It is not just them. I mean, it is, let's see. Harkins identified Cole, Justin Verlander, Edwin Jackson, Max Scherzer, Felix Hernandez, Corey Kluber, Jabba Chamberlain, Adam Wainwright. I mean,
everybody.
How do you feel like?
Everybody but DeGrom. See what I'm saying?
Isn't it amazing?
Everybody but DeGrom
just keeps winning Cy Youngs. How do you look at this, though, Bart? Because we made such a huge deal about sign stealing, which obviously is a big deal. But do we look at, again, using a substance and trying to create substance so you can get grip on the ball for a pitcher who was the best in the game, got a huge contract, and spin rate was a big part of it?
There's been two arguments, right? Some hitters would say, hey, I prefer – you know, the pitcher to have a little bit more grip because I don't want him to lose control of the ball, especially when it's cold outside, and I don't want him throwing a 100-mile-an-hour ball and hit me in the head. Others would say it's an unfair advantage because of the spin rate. You are able to do certain things with the ball, the sliders, the cutters, all those different things that, you know, requires a tremendous spin rate. You know, we've seen players go to the Astros, and it's interesting that it's two players from the Astros. You know, makes me think that maybe Verlander had a secret of why he went from the Tigers, where we thought he was done, in my hometown, and he went to, you know, the Astros, and all of a sudden his career is revitalized. But then all of a sudden we never saw this Gerrit Cole in Pittsburgh, you know, but then we see a different type of, you know, Gerrit Cole in Houston.
Yes.
So is it more about his talent, or is it the substance that they're using is enough to get them over the top and go from making them good to great? It's a performance enhancer.
That's exactly the phrase. See, that's why.
Only performance enhancer I use is Blue Chew, by the way. Just saying.
Cha-ching.
Just saying.
Now, in a text message from Verlander, notes from a subsequent phone call as well were presented as evidence by Harkins' attorneys. In the phone call, apparently Verlander, who, again, he was teammates with Cole in Houston, alleged that the MLB began to crack down on pitchers' use of ball doctoring substances when it found out teams were conducting studies to concoct more advanced blends to maximize a pitcher's spin rate.
Wow.
An opposition also includes a text from Angels bench coach Mike Gallego.
Man, it's been nine minutes already, man. Time flies too fast on this show.
He wrote in part, I'm sorry, this game is using you as a scapegoat. So, again, this mixture, it's rosin and pine tar. Mm. Apparently, that it was something that worked, and yet the sport started to crack down on what I guess had been working so well, and so he had to stop. So then it goes back to, was it illegal when Cole was doing it? Like, was it not? Like, so many questions about it, Bart, but this sport seems, more than any other sport, this one seems to have
the aspect of cheating
in it.
It's baked in. It's baked in.
Maybe it is. I like, did you take the rosin and the pine tar and you bake it? Is that how this works?
Bake it in, baby.
Well done. All right, Lunch Money's coming up next. It's a new segment that we will introduce to you, those that are new to us. And Lunch Money is something we do at the end of each show. A lot of times we'll put together like a daily fantasy team off of a really good lineup of games, especially during the NFL season. But we will pick, because there's so many, a great wild card weekend coming up. Couch potato weekend, baby. And so Bart and I each will pick three games using the spread, and we're going to make some lunch money. That's coming up next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, ESPN app, on your smart speaker. Where do you listen? Wherever you can. That's how it works. And where are you going to watch? Bart, I mean, this is a weekend where you just get on the couch and just stay there. I mean, this is, we've been waiting for this. Once they announced they were expanding the playoffs like this to where you'd have three games each day, a six-game weekend of football, two games at night each evening as well, starting at 1 o'clock both days. The honeydew list going to have to wait.
Yeah. wifey and the kids might find me with jelly beans just laying around me. Just I'm comatose with jelly beans just everywhere.
Is that your thing? Is that your go-to, the jelly beans?
You know, I like dots, man. I like old school candy, man. I like dots. I like.
Oh, man. Bart dropped out one more time. We got to see. All right, we'll try to get him back. But what we do right now is a segment we call Lunch Money. And Lunch Money is something we always have done on our show. And it is basically what we do is we pick – now, sometimes daily fantasy, but we pick games is how we like to do it, and we make some money. And both of us did very well as far as – I caught up. I got to admit, I started off – you're back. I caught up. The NFL season started off, and, man, I was a bit behind. I was in the red for a while. But by week 17, yeah. I got into the black, and that's all that matters.
I let you
Bart,
catch up
because
I took the Falcons every week.
Well, yeah, that's the only thing that hurt you. Otherwise, you probably would have been like 10 games over 500. You had a hell of a record, if not for your belief in the Atlanta Falcons. You just even them dirty birds, man. You couldn't help yourself. But there's no
like
Falcons
the
in the playoffs, so you can't pick them. So let's go through some games. So let's go. Let's do the one. All right, there's one game that you and I both are picking together. Yeah. We'll do that one last. So I'm going to go with my first game. And my first game is going to be the Saturday night Bucks and the football team, Washington, in Washington. And, man,
I get,
it's a great story. Washington's a great story. I understand that you're going to tell me all about, you know, sweat and pain, obviously, and
Chase Young
and Kerrigan and Tom Brady playing at night when he takes his naps and all that other stuff. But Tampa still is a better damn team, and we know it. So, it's the Bucks laying eight. And as much as I think this could fairly be close, I don't think it's going to be. You've got to keep up with the Buck offense. I don't think they can. Obviously, Alex Smith is going to be limited. I'm taking the Bucks, the road Warriors. I'm taking them laying that eight, and I'm gonna sit back and watch that game. And for some reason, feel uncomfortable rooting for Tom Brady. But at least he's not wearing a Patriots jersey anymore.
Well, that's fair enough. I tell you what, I'm going to go to the obvious place, of course. I'm going to Tennessee. I'm going to take the Ravens -3.5. I think this is a revenge game. You talk about them being upset that you disrespected the logo. You almost tried to fight my coach right. He was out there by himself. He's the only one that was about that smoke that stepped out there. And then you ran a 30-yard run to close the deal. But guess what? Calais Campbell back. Go stiff arm my big fella.
All right. Next game I'm going to take. We got to speed this up. I didn't realize how much time we were losing here. Bears and Saints, and the Saints are laying 10. I'm going to take the Saints. I understand the Bears have played a lot better down the stretch, but the Saints are healthy at the right time. They're on their fast track. Alvin Kamara, all that stuff. I'm taking that, the 10. It might be a blowout, but that's all right. The Saints are a very interesting team, and I'm believing in them laying 10.
But, you know, for me, it's always about, wild card weekend always has one upset. Like, man, nobody saw that coming. I think a perfect candidate for that is the Buffalo Bills, who everybody thinks is going to unseed the champions. You know, Josh Allen can have a bad game. I think he's going to, if any one of those quarterbacks are going to come underneath the pressure of being the favorite and supposed to perform well, it's going to be him. Old man River doesn't care, man. He's going to be in the booth in 6 months anyway. So he's going to just go out there and let it swing.
Bills,
Jonathan Taylor. Listen, Jonathan Taylor's been doing his thing, averaging over 5 yards a carry. I think that's enough to get it done. I'm going to take Indy +6.
All right. Bills Mafia hates you right now. They haven't won a playoff. They haven't won a home playoff game since, the Macarena was the number one. All right, Les, you and I are both picking this game, so I'm going to tell you. So it's Rams at Seahawks, and the Seahawks are favored by 3.5 in the building. No fans are going to be in the building.
Yep.
That's why I'm taking the Rams and the 3.5 points. Without the 12s, it's a different building, and the Rams offense and that defense is going to be good enough.
Yeah, and I just think the kryptonite to DK Metcalf is Jalen Ramsey. Like I always say, what's a goon to a goblin? And Jalen Ramsey is that goblin, man. He can get up in Metcalf's chest. He can run with him. He can get physical with him at the point of attack. And better yet, he has that dog in him. So, I think this defense from Seattle is going to finally, be their Achilles heel. So I'm going to go with the Rams +3.5. I don't care if it's Goff or Wofford.
All right, that's true. That's true. We're not sure if Goff's how his hand is doing. All right, that's our picks. We'll keep an eye on them. We'll let you know. We keep our schedule.
Let me know if you make some money.
We make some money, and we are accountable for our picks. There's no doubt about it. So, Bart, how do we do our first week? We only have a few seconds left here.
No,
first week,
I feel good, man. Listen, we just started to get our sea legs underneath us, man. I get some technical difficulties, but we're going to get back, man. Big, better, and ever coming off week 2.
I'll see you Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.